Yeah, it was the biggest drop on the Dow since January. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 7th day of May. Thanks for clicking through, everybody. We'll get to that story in just a moment. In other news today, who is really paying the tariffs? But if you and I are doing that, how come inflation isn't higher? We've got some quarterly numbers for Lyft, and just in time for the Uber IPO, drivers are going on strike. If it's not talcum powder, it seems to be hip implants. Veggie burgers are a hit. I mean, it's a real thing, and big companies are now rushing to get into the business. The markets and former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who's in town, and we've got 10 minutes with him. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The business news is next.
Unlike yesterday, the markets didn't reverse course, and the Dow skidded down by nearly 500 points on its worst day since back in January. Hi, welcome to the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, stocks fell sharply after a top U.S. trade official indicated that higher tariffs on Chinese goods are coming later this week. That disappointed traders who hoped President Donald Trump's weekend tweet threat was just a negotiation tactic. Shares of trade bellwethers like Caterpillar fell today by 2.2%, and Boeing fell by 3.8%. Boeing also broke below its 200-day moving average for the first time since January. Chip makers, especially vulnerable if China retaliates, led the tech sector lower as Intel dropped by 1.4%. Apple also fell by 2.7%. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer told reporters that the U.S. will increase levies on Chinese imports on Friday. So, you're right, no bluffing. We'll have all the numbers later in the newscast. Oh, we all know the story. President Trump says China is paying for billions of dollars of tariffs assessed to that nation. But in reality, U.S. businesses and, in the end, you, the consumer, are actually the ones paying. President Donald Trump is justifying raising tariffs on Chinese imports on the grounds they are helping the U.S. economy and are mostly paid by China. But economists say the opposite is true. According to data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, almost $15.3 billion in duties imposed by the Trump administration last year were assessed on imported goods from China. While President Trump has suggested on Twitter and in public comments that tariffs are somehow being charged to or paid by China, economists say that's misleading. U.S. importers are responsible for the duties, and ultimately U.S. businesses and consumers pay through higher costs. Actual data on tariffs and trade from 2017 and 2018 showed that foreign firms didn't lower their prices at all, so the full impact was borne by U.S. firms and consumers. So if all of this is the case, how come inflation isn't rampant? Well, here's the answer. About a third of consumer spending is on imports. The rest is spent on services like, say, healthcare. So, really, our import costs are relatively low. So we just don't spend that much on imports. However, that can change if President Trump slaps yet another round of tariffs on Chinese goods. Economists say it could raise inflation by as much as 0.5%. And the reason we're not seeing that now is because the economy is doing well in spite of ourselves. One more thing, economists at the World Bank took a look at who in America is suffering more because of the tariffs. Well, the study concluded the main victims of Trump's trade wars had been farmers and blue-collar workers in areas that supported Trump in the 2016 election. The authors write, quote, "Workers in very Republican counties bore the brunt of the costs of the trade war in part because retaliations disproportionately target agricultural sectors." Hello, Iowa. Ride-hailing company Lyft is reporting strong revenue growth, but substantial losses in its first quarterly earnings report since the stock market debut. Lyft posted revenue of $776 million for the first quarter of this year. That was nearly double what it made the same time last year. But the San Francisco-based company lost $1.1 billion in the quarter. Why? Well, because it paid out $894 million in stock-based compensation and related payroll taxes during its initial public offering. Lyft's stock has tumbled since its IPO. Today, the stock ended at $59.34, down 18% from its IPO price of $72. Lyft's larger rival, Uber, plans to go public on Friday. Meanwhile, drivers for Uber and Lyft are planning to turn off their apps tomorrow to protest low wages and other gripes. The strike comes just 2 days ahead of Uber's IPO, which is expected to be the largest among new tech stock debuts this year, with an expected valuation of, get this, $80 to $91 billion. Drivers argue the road to both companies' IPO has been carried on the backs of workers who Uber and Lyft have insisted for years are merely contractors. The debate is now reaching a boiling point as founders from both companies are set to get rich while drivers say they aren't paid enough while being denied access to full employee benefits. Uber and Lyft both acknowledged in their IPO prospectus that reclassifying its drivers as employees would negatively impact their businesses. According to people close to the issues, Johnson & Johnson agreed to pay about $1 billion to resolve most lawsuits, claiming it sold defective metal-on-metal hips that ultimately had to be removed. With the agreement, J&J has now resolved more than 95% of the 6,000 cases in which surgeons extracted the Pinnacle implants because of defects that left patients unable to walk and in pain. Still pending are about 4,500 suits by patients with artificial hips that aren't made totally of metal or haven't been surgically removed. Well, veggie burger mania is sweeping across food manufacturers after a recent IPO suggests that America is more than ready for meatless meat. Tyson Foods confirmed it will introduce a meatless protein product in coming months. Tyson, to underscore the announcement, is the biggest meat processor in the United States. McDonald's Corporation just began selling a veggie burger in Germany. Burger King said last week that its Impossible Whopper would go nationwide this year. In July, Whole Foods will start selling a burger made by Lightlife. That's a competitor to Beyond Meat. Bloomberg Intelligence predicts the Beyond Meat success will push companies like Kellogg, ConAgra, and Kraft Heinz to spend more on plant innovation. Beyond Meat, by the way, closed on the NASDAQ up by nearly 6% today at $79.17 a share. Yeah, meatless meat. It's a thing. Another lousy day on Wall Street as stocks didn't recover like they did yesterday. The Dow closed down 473 points at 25,965 after plunging as much as 648 points at its low of the day, while the S&P 500 lost 1.6% to end at 2884. It was the Dow's biggest drop since January 3rd. The NASDAQ dropped 1.9% to 79.63. All 30 of Dow's components fell, and all 11 S&P sectors finished lower in the broad sell-off. The issue? Well, the issue is the Trump trade war that's been going on now for 10 months with China with no end in sight. Investors had hoped that the president's tweets were a negotiation tool, but it looks like billions of dollars worth of Chinese goods will see tariffs as high as 25% on Friday. Analysts say more volatility is clearly on the horizon. Gold ended the day up $1.90 to $1,285.70 an ounce. Oil fell by 81 cents to $61.44 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note is paying 2.45%. Coming up next, former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke was in town. And we've got 10 minutes with him. That's coming up next here on the Business News Hour.